All right, here's a maturity lesson. We're growing in maturity, right? And I have to also come to this understanding in my preaching. I say to my leader, don't read now. See, when the glory falls, it's not time to release. It's time to receive. So in your own, and so the Lord is training me this in ministry. You may see tomorrow. When the glory come, my spiritual father used to step out the way and flow with it. See, when the river starts flowing, that's no farther you can go. And you got to, it's hard to get back if you interrupt it. So I'm training my intercessor. When the glory fall, don't read nothing. Let it just see, because it, Revelation 5:12. I want to teach you this lesson. Even in your personal devotion, Audrey, when you're praying and the glory come in your house, start receiving. Start receiving. You sense. Yes, just look at Revelation 5:12. He received that for us. And he's always trying to deliver it to us. Oh my goodness. There's seven things he always trying to get to you that he has already received. You see him? There's seven things. And so those seven things are always looking for you. When you get into a certain rim of believing and receiving, those seven things come. They come to your rescue. They come to give you rest. They come to give you revelation. And they will cause you to reign. R-E-I-G-N, that's the way you spell it? Yeah, they will cause you to reign. Those seven things, remember this. We're going to pray a few more minutes. Those seven things, Lewis, always looking for Lewis. See, these are things that have been paid for. The Lamb of God didn't need these things. So who he received them for? Uh-huh. And these are spiritual articles. These are not regular stuff. You can't buy it. It come only through preparation. And in prayer, we're preparing to receive. See? We're aiming to get our soul and body in alignment with God. And so when the glory falls, when you sense the whole movement of everybody in the building, let it go. We're receiving it. Look at those seven things. There's seven things that God's trying to get to us all the time. Huh? There's seven things. Well, I think one of them is power. Uh-huh. Riches. Blessing, honor, what else? What? Wisdom, strength. How many of y'all need that? Oh my God, bless God. Well, it was being poured on you this morning. Encouragement, write this down. Encouragement, enlightenment, and empowerment being poured on you this morning. Don't be discouraged because it's not working out right now. Encourage yourself. The Lord said to Joshua, be of good courage. How can I be of good courage and things going wrong? Because I say it so. When you read the scripture, God is saying that to you. So don't go by your feeling, go by what he said. Now, I've noticed in my years of seeking God's face, if you interrupt him, it's going to be hard to get back where you didn't fight to get to. So you got to know when to be quiet. Yes, sir. You understand? Yeah, there are moments I was in North Carolina, and there was a moment came in the service, the Lord told me, be still. I'm preaching. He said, be still. The power came in that place like never before. Knocking preachers off their feet, preachers falling. Preachers not just falling, they jump in the air and fell. Flat on their back. The power of God comes. So I'm training. So you, when you see me in service doing that, yes, say, what, he ain't going to say nothing? Well, I know the glory about to come. I'm going to let it come. You see what I'm saying? All I need y'all to raise your hand and receive it. Right now. Come on, let's pray a few more minutes. Oh, let's read the verse. Let's read the verse. 5 and 12. Go ahead and read it. Because I want to make sure you got it. Go ahead, read it. Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right, these last few minutes, we're going to raise our hand and tell the Lord we're ready for it. That we're ready to receive all those things in our lives. You ready?
Yeah.
All right. Shatalaba shakaka. Asaka. Sha. Turn to John 1:12. Sons and daughters never stop receiving. You hear me, young lady? You never stop receiving. Why? Because God never runs out. Always be ready to receive. See, John 1:12 said, but as many as receive him, to them give he the power to become the sons of God. Now you add that verse with Revelation 5:12. Because you are sons and daughters of God, those things are things you got to receive consistently, all the time. Now, listen. Neither one of them are ever exhausted. No, you didn't get it. You got it? See, those seven things are unexhaustible, or inexhaustible, right? Inexhaustible. Yeah, I mean, it's just full of God. And they're always coming out. So whatever you may need at any moment, it'll come out of one of those things. Notice that they already received. The Lamb of God have already received them, but I ask you the question, who he received them for? He didn't need them. He received them for us. Are you thankful?
Yes.
Well, let's pray them these and pray these last few minutes. 2 minutes and something left. Let's close out with Mark 11:24. See if you can get something out of that. Therefore, I say, what things of you desire when you pray. Come on. Believe that you receive them. What did he say? Hallelujah. Now connect the dots. Connect the dots. That's the Holy Ghost. See, this is no pre-planned intention. See, the Holy Ghost, John 1:12, Revelation 5:12, John 1:12. The Holy Ghost said to you, as a son, you never stop, or daughter, you never stop receiving. He also told us, neither one of those things are exhaustible. In other words, they'll never run out, and you never got all of it. And now he tells us about prayer in Mark 11:24. You see it? There's a common word in all those voices. What is it? What's the common word in all those voices? I can't hear some of y'all.
Receive.
Receive, receive. Sometimes you're trying to put out too much. Sometimes you're trying to get everything in. Don't try to get everything in. When the power comes, drop the list. Yeah. When the power comes, forget the list. Forget the schedule. Let's read. I want to make sure you got Mark 11:24 in you. Let's read it together. Go ahead and read. Got it? Yeah, you got to believe. Yeah, you got to believe to receive. You remind me. I should have said that earlier. You got to believe to receive, you know. But you won't have no problem believing because why you won't have no problem believing? Because you're a believer. So go ahead on and go on to your house and receive what you need to receive.